Republicans are finding how difficult it can be to run the 100-member Senate with just 51 votes, the same slender majority Democrats had when they ran the Senate last year. This week, Republican leaders are focused on two issues, a tax cut package and judicial nominations. In both cases, they're still struggling to find the votes to prevail. NPR's David Wellner reports.
When he unveiled his latest plan yesterday for a tax cut worth $415 billion compared to the $726 billion reduction President Bush had sought, Senate Finance Committee Chairman Charles Grassley admitted yielding to pressures from his fellow Republicans to include tax cuts for stock dividends.
We feel that just dealing with the speed up of the income tax policies of 2001 that were going to be phased in over the decade, back to 2003, was not enough of a punch for the economy, considering the anxiety that people have about it. And so that's the special emphasis upon the dividend part of our legislation.
Squeezing a dividend tax cut into that package required phasing it in over the next 3 years and then rescinding it entirely. But Republican Olympia Snow of Maine, who sits on the Finance Committee that considers the tax bill tomorrow, said of the temporary dividend tax cut, quote, "I do not believe this is a credible proposal." Frustrated by Snow and other mavericks, Senate Republican leaders in the White House have turned to a few moderate Democrats in search of support for the tax cut. They have their highest hopes in Nebraska's Ben Nelson, who sounded doubtful yesterday about the plan.
My concern is making sure that whatever you put in the package will provide stimulus and grow the economy faster than it grows the deficit.
Other Senate Democrats were downright harsh in their criticism.
They call their tax cut robust. In fact, it's just a bust.
Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle unveiled a far smaller $152 billion tax cut plan yesterday that gives tax rebates to middle-class families, aid to the states, and more help for the unemployed, all in the name of stimulating the economy and all in the interest of giving political cover for Democrats who plan to oppose the Republican tax cut.
It provides three times more economic boost this year when we need it the most on the Republican plan, at a fraction of the cost.
But finding more support for tax cuts is just one hurdle Senate Republicans face, as Majority Leader Bill Frist noted yesterday.
The parallel issue this week is that of the unprecedented obstruction, the unprecedented filibuster that is going on today with regard to our nominees, judicial nominees by the President of the United States.
Republicans are seething because Democrats are holding two filibusters at once in the Senate, blocking confirmation votes on appellate court nominees Miguel Estrada and Priscilla Owen. Texas Republican John Cornyn, a close ally of the Bush family in Texas, held a Judiciary Subcommittee hearing yesterday aimed at fixing what he called a broken judicial nomination process.
Whether unconstitutional or merely destructive of our political system, the current confirmation crisis cries out for reform.
But Democrats pointed out that 121 of President Bush's judicial nominees have been confirmed by the Senate, and only two have been filibustered so far. Wisconsin Democrat Russell Feingold disputed Cornyn's contention that the nomination process is broken.
If this hearing is a prelude to a floor effort to rewrite the Senate rules or circumvent them through parliamentary tactics, I have to say I doubt very much they will succeed, and I'm sure that they will be met with stiff resistance.
Neither side in the Senate appears willing to budge in the standoff. Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter said both sides are to blame.
Bitterness is at a very, very high pitch, and that does not enable us to do our jobs in the interest of the public. And the bickering is applicable on pretty much an even division, in my opinion, between Democrats and Republicans.
In many ways, the past has caught up with the Senate. Democrats still resent the dozens of Clinton-era judicial nominees who were held up by a Republican Senate. And some Republicans and Democrats who voted for tax cuts 2 years ago are now afflicted with a case of buyer's remorse. Together, those two resentments form a roadblock the Senate has yet to break. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.